Hello and welcome. Thank you for listening. My name is Sarah Baumert. I am a yoga teacher, Feldenkrais practitioner, and host of the Sarah B. Yoga podcast. The Sarah B. Yoga podcast and my practice, Body Matter, is an interdisciplinary learning space where we explore the many ways that movement can help facilitate body acceptance and awareness, reduce pain and stress, regulate the nervous system, and build strength and ease. My teaching plays with the synthesis of Feldenkrais awareness through movement lessons, traditional yoga asana, creative imagery, breathing exercises, self-massage, and a compassionate mindset to help you feel a greater sense of ease and comfort in yourself. Sarah B. Yoga and Body Matter have a lot of other program offerings. These podcasts are just a taste of my teaching. Each week, I teach a range of online classes, including a gentle yoga class, a level 2 class for more advanced students, and Feldenkrais classes with monthly themes, anatomy lessons, and Q&A sessions for more in-depth study. I have 2 new courses starting at the end of February. One is my continued Monday night blending of yoga and Feldenkrais class. This series will have a focus on the pelvic floor, the psoas, and the abdominal complex. Each class will use pelvic floor mapping as an entry point for a well-rounded practice. The second course is The Secret Language of the Arms, where we will explore Feldenkrais lessons that offer the hidden potential within the upper body. You might imagine this scenario. You go to just grab your phone and check on something, and before you know it, that kind of gripping action of your hands, of holding the phone, starts to create a tension that travels up your arms, to your neck, to your jaw, to your chest. You might even realize that you've been holding your breath and you're somewhat lost in this digital world as your body braces. And for what, really? We've all been there, uncomfortable with the tension that comes from our technology, where the strain travels from our fingertips up through our arms, into our shoulders, our chest, even to our foreheads. And none of us are immune to these kinds of modern day scenarios. So in this series, The Secret Language of the Arms, each lesson will include 2 components. We'll move from microcosm to macrocosm and connect the dots along the way. So you can think microcosm, an exploration of the articulation and functional coordination of the smaller joints, like the fingers, the wrists, the elbows. And then we'll expand outwards, discovering how your arms integrate with the whole self, feeling the way your spine, your ribs, even your legs and your feet, how they contribute to the harmony of the movement of your arms. No Feldenkrais lesson is complete without an integration of the whole self. While there will be this focus on the upper extremities, these will be whole body lessons. You can find a link for these 2 new spring courses that start at the very end of February, beginning of March. Find all of that in the show notes, or just visit body-matter.com. I hope to see some of you there. Okay, on to today's episode. Hello, and welcome to the Sarah B. Yoga podcast. This podcast is an intersection of my yoga teaching and my training in the Feldenkrais method. For my schedule of live online classes and self-paced yoga and Feldenkrais courses that include video, please visit my website, body-matter.com. You can find that info in the show notes. Today's class is a 40-minute class. It is a slow restorative session with 3 poses: a shoulder opener, a twist, and a restorative backbend. Each pose is complex in its own way, but you will feel that we target the shoulders, the lower back, and the chest mostly. We will use a single block and a blanket for this class. Go ahead and begin by coming to your mat and lying on your back.
Lie with your knees bent and your feet standing, so constructive rest position for the legs. To begin, take your arms wherever they are most comfortable and let your eyes close. notice how your body shifts a little bit to find some comfort. Take a moment to loosen your jaw. You might open your mouth a little bit to do that. And then see if you can begin to really sense the weight of your head. Even though the floor is clearly there to support your head, we may not be relaxing the neck fully. So right now your neck may still feel like it needs to do a little bit of work to hold your head up. So just getting a sense of the weight of the head, the neck, soft tissue neck muscles near the top of your throat, the very upper part of the back of your neck, near the base of your skull. And even just starting to notice, even just bringing a little bit of attention there, you may be able to soften. Maybe the shoulders begin to release a bit towards the floor. So just taking a few moments here at the beginning today to connect with the earth, with our backs. And without any strong change or manipulation or using any technique, just begin to notice your breathing. The rhythm of your breath, the pulse. You know, the breath is sort of like our energetic heart. So continue noticing the breath and then bring your hands down to your lower ribs, near base of sternum. So a very upper abdomen area, and the hands are on these ribs that are below the chest. And continue to just notice your breathing. So the hands, if your fingers are pointing towards one another, that's usually the easiest way to place the hands here. The fingers are very close to the solar plexus area, which is a bundle of nerves. And, you know, sometimes people say that fear, like both fear and hopes or dreams, sort of live in that area. Anatomically, in a different anatomical way, our diaphragm is quite close to this sort of band where your hands are. And so not trying to change anything. Again, we're just noticing. We'll do plenty of attention and shifting and changing during the poses. You might be noticing that your breath does change. It is changing. You may notice, you know, stomach gurgles or different things happening in the abdomen and that soft tissue. And then when you're ready, roll to your right side. And you can bring your right arm out in front of you. Now, you can let the head drop to the floor. The floor is kind of a long ways away for the head when we're on our side like this. So you could also put your block underneath the head. So you could try that or a blanket. But whatever you do with the head, if you put something underneath it, just take a moment again to really sense the weight so that the right side of your neck softens. We'll do a lot of noticing of the neck today and, engaging the neck also, but hopefully in a way that feels really supportive and a smart, intelligent ways of engaging the neck throughout the poses. Okay, now take your left hand on top of your right hand. So both arms are straight. And just begin to lengthen that left arm a little bit beyond the right arm. It's quite slowly so that you can continue to keep awareness with the neck. But the left shoulder blade begins to widen away from the spine. The front of the chest softens. And you're beginning to find a subtle twist in the upper back. So for me, once I start to do that, I don't like having that block underneath my head. And then I bring it away. So that's just a matter of noticing, right? It's that process of noticing, of paying attention, keeping attention, and then listening to what happens as the pose progresses. So as you keep reaching the left arm, you can take your right hand then and take a hold at your forearm. You can even take a hold at your upper arm bone with your right hand. So you're holding your left arm and just giving it a gentle extra bit of reach. Feeling the band of the diaphragm on your left side and in your back space. And the whole rib spine area is beginning to turn to the right as if you want to turn your chest towards the floor. And as the left shoulder blade widens, it may be habit for you that the shoulder blade also climbs upward towards your chin. So you can look out for that, keeping a sense of length through the left side of your neck. And so you feel that we're beginning to really get a sense of width in that left upper back area, and there's a rounding happening. And now remember how our feet were standing in constructive rest. So you'll place your left foot back to your mat so that your left toes are pointed towards that short edge of your mat and your left knee points to the ceiling. Now your arm is still across the body. The left hip will not get to the floor, but you're trying to anchor the left pelvis towards the floor, like you want to bring the left back pocket to the floor. Yeah, and so you're looking then for this twist through the middle, through that soft center place, like you're wringing out a towel. And that wringing happens at the upper abdomen, near the lower ribs. And then just feel, so maybe your head is still on a block or a blanket. Could you start to turn your head a little bit to face towards the floor? Just go really slowly. You're still sensing the weight of your head. Turning your head to the right a little bit. Great. And feeling as you want to bring that left hip back to the floor, that maybe there's a little tone in the lower belly that starts to wake up. Okay, release your right hand from your left arm. Come back onto your back to constructive rest. And just pause for a moment. Just take your arms down alongside the body and notice the way that the two shoulders meet the floor, maybe the two side seams of the body. And as you take a breath, you know, there may be a moment where you take a little bit of a deeper breath. The front of the chest perhaps felt a little bit scrunched during parts of that. So now the breath can move into the front body a little bit easier. Even noticing how, when you inhale, the two sides of the body feel. Maybe one side of the body feels like it is a little bit more spacious and able to receive your breath differently. Okay, so let's roll to the left side. And again, you can start with a block or a blanket underneath your head. And so first we'll just be on our side for a moment and letting the weight of the head drop, letting the neck muscles release and just noticing. Giving it just a little bit of time. And of course, feeling free to shift the props however you need to. So when a pose shifts or changes and the sensation changes in the neck or wherever we're paying attention to, you can always shift there. Okay, bring your right hand on top of your left hand. And just start to slide that right hand a little bit away or farther in that direction that the fingers point. So the right shoulder blade is beginning to widen, and you can really think about the outer edge of the shoulder blade, almost like it's curling or wrapping towards the side body, towards your armpit. And it can feel like maybe the front of the chest has to work a lot, but can you let the collarbone area really yield, really soften? And then the left hand can hold your right forearm or your right upper arm bone, and that too you can play with what makes sense for you here. So if you're holding the upper arm bone, the arm's going to be higher off the floor, but you can certainly still play with that. Just making sure that your left hand, as it gives just an encouragement of the arm to reach, that there's not a sense of tugging at the elbow joint and even a tugging at the shoulder joint, but it's encouraging the twisting that's happening from the waist up, that turning of the chest and the ribs to the left. And then stand your right foot back to the mat. So your right toes are pointed towards the short edge of your mat. Your right knee points towards the ceiling. And the arm stays there across the chest. If you can feel like your left hand has a good grip of your right arm, you can play a little bit with taking the right arm a little bit more towards your head, sort of in an upward diagonal. So in other words, just changing the angle that your straight right arm is at. It could just be really subtle. You may find something different at the base of your scapula, something around the rib spine area that feels like it's more useful for you with a slightly different angle of that right arm. So the right hip is working to be heavy, dropping the right back pocket towards the floor, feeling the abdomen turning, wringing. You're wringing out a towel right there at the soft tissue abdominal region up into that solar plexus area and diaphragm zone. Just twisting. And then checking in with the neck and the head, easy jaw, and just feeling, could you very slowly turn, roll the head on the floor so that the face turns a little towards the floor? Can you do that, keeping the head weighted and the neck somewhat relaxed? What's the least amount of effort you need in the neck to do that? Good. Gently let that release. Again, come onto your back slowly. Come back to constructive rest just to notice. You can close your eyes, take your arms down alongside the body. Okay, now cross your left thigh over your right. So you have eagle leg cross. You don't need to double cross with the feet. Pick your feet up without your hands. Bring your knees towards your chest. And now roll onto your right side again. Bring your whole self with you. Take your right arm out in front of you with the right palm facing up. And go ahead and really make sure your knees are snug towards your chest. So doing that enough that you feel like the lower back, the lumbar spine, maybe even rounds just a subtle amount. Good. And then take the left arm straight up towards the ceiling. And in that same way that your own hand was giving a little tug on the arm, feel right now as if there's a partner that's reaching your arm, that's just pulling your arm up towards the ceiling. Feeling that that reach of the arm can come from your chest, from the back of your heart. And then the neck can stay very soft and begin to open, rotate to the left. So moving towards the eagle twist. But we're coming at it in a different way. So we're on our side. Our legs are really staying heavy, beginning to open the arm. Making sure that your arm bone does not go behind your shoulder. And emphasize that reach out. So you're looking for the width of the two arms, the wingspan. And then see if you can begin to take the outer shoulder blade, left outer shoulder blade. And, you know, if you're not sure, your right hand is free. You could bring your right hand across the body a little bit, kind of towards the armpit space, and then feel for where's the outer left shoulder blade. Can you start to bring that outer left shoulder blade towards the floor? So firm it towards the floor. That might wake up that armpit action of hollowing the armpit, almost like you could put a tennis ball in your armpit and sort of suck the tennis ball back. And again, there's that ringing action right at diaphragm and solar plexus area. Good. Now, if your left arm is on the floor, could you actually hover it off the floor and accentuate that length as if somebody, your partner or your friend, has your left arm and they just give it that little bit of a reach and see if you can feel that that reach comes from the back of the heart as if it starts to, the reach itself starts to turn one vertebrae and then another in the rib cage area of the spine. Great. All right. Exhale, slowly untwist. So come back onto your right side first and then bring your pelvis back to the floor, uncross the legs. Take a moment to pause again. That was a long hold. We'll do some long holds today. So a lot of noticing. Okay, cross your right thigh over your left and roll to your left side. Bring your whole self with you. Oh, yes, sorry. I forgot to tell you to bring those knees towards the chest. So you can either do it on your back, or once you're on your side, you can even take your right hand to your legs and bring the knees a little bit closer towards the chest. So that's just to save our lumbar and our sacrum as we're twisting, because that area does not actually have a lot of twist in it. So it's almost like we're curling up to begin with to then open up within the twist. Okay, bring your right arm towards the ceiling. And you're looking forward towards your left arm. You're welcome to close your eyes also, but that's the direction of the face. And then just sense the weight of the head. And as your right arm reaches to the ceiling, like there's a partner there that can give the arm a little bit of a tug, you might feel some length or stretch through the right side of your neck, from the right ear to the top of the right shoulder. And again, giving the weight. It's almost like your right hand, like you're holding onto a, you know, like a monkey bar or like a pole that's up there with your right hand, and you're just hanging the head from it. So then try to keep that sense of reach and length of the right arm reaching from the back of the heart, and start to twist, taking the back of the head towards the floor, the upper back towards the floor. But the legs are staying constrained. The legs are staying on the floor. So if the right arm gets nowhere near the floor, that's no problem. See if you can keep that focus on the reach, the width of the right arm, opening of the right collarbone. The floor supporting your head so that the front of your neck can really feel some width as well. And then here's a place where we can start to really engage the outer right shoulder blade. Can you start to pull that towards the floor? So this is not a fully passive pose. That outer right shoulder blade tries to move towards the floor as if you could hollow the armpit down and back towards the floor. And notice if that kind of shortened your right arm in towards you. So can you, at the same time that you take the outer right shoulder blade towards the floor, can you keep that length and reach out through the right arm? Like each vertebrae of your rib cage spine is a bead that's spinning, that's turning to the right. You know, maybe you just feel one is more obvious. Oh yes, there goes a little bit more of a turn. Or, oh, I feel that some sensation in some part of the upper back a little bit more clearly. You know, we take what we can get. So even if it's just, I feel a little something different. Okay, this time to come out of it, can you take a breath in? And then as you exhale, pull the navel towards the back, your back, and bring your pelvis to the floor, your knees back towards the ceiling, and then uncross the legs. Okay, bring your arms down, pause for a moment. And then draw your two knees in towards your chest. Give them a little squeeze in. You can do a little rock side to side.
Our final pose here before Shavasana will be a restorative back bend with a bolster behind the upper back, a bolster that we place across the upper back so that it is perpendicular with the spine.
So you could grab your foam roller. If you got a foam roller, you just use that. You can use one blanket, two blankets. If you're a deep back bender, you can go bigger whatever you want. And you can have a block up towards the top of your mat as well. So taking that bolster, whatever height you're using, putting it underneath your upper back. If you're using something big, you might want to block underneath your head to begin with. Knees can be bent or legs can be long. Loosen the jaw. Okay, now if you have a block behind your head, you're going to just slip it out. We'll all interlace the fingers behind the head and point the elbows towards the ceiling. You're not squeezing your arms toward your head, but the elbows are pointed towards the ceiling. So your hands are making a hammock, a little sling for your head. So then really let your head fall back into the support of the hands. And you have this sense of flow or of back bending from your pelvis all the way up the spine, all the way into the head, and the head can start to fall a little farther back as it feels safe and supported by the hands. So there's this kind of flow, river flow, from the pubic bone up the front of the body. And then the hands can encourage a little length through the neck. Not hard, a hard pull of the head, just encouraging a little length. And then this really depends on how high your bolster is, what you chose. Could you then release your head? Could it fall? Could it just hang or fall towards the floor? And if some tissues say, no, that's too much, then you can slide block underneath there again. And then just take your arms out to the side with your palms face up. Take your arms off the floor so they're hovering off the floor, maybe 6 inches or so, and actively reach like you have two partners now. One is reaching, pulling on your right arm. One is reaching your left arm. And you still have this river flow, this current through your spine as you arc backward. It's like sometimes you see, if you watch divers, like Olympic diving, and they dive through the back bend, sort of head first into the pool. It's like you're diving, letting your head hang and drop as if it would curl all the way back and around towards your tail. And letting the arms stay very wide. Great. All right. Let's bring the hands behind the head again. Now, if you have a way you want to get out of this, that's different than how I do. You could slip the bolster all the way down to your pelvis if you want, or you can lift your head, roll off of the bolster. Move that all aside. Come onto your back. Let's hug the knees deeply into the chest. Tight squeeze of the arms around the legs. Good. Take your legs out into happy baby, holding the feet. while you are here in happy baby pose, can you try to press the outer shoulder blade area into the floor? That, when you do that, it will begin to widen your chest. So you continue to feel that width across your collarbones. The base of the throat is easy. Jaw is relaxed. Great. And then standing your feet, if there's any last thing you need to do, I know we did just end with that little back bend, supported back bend. So you might want to put bolster underneath your legs or two blocks, one block underneath each thigh. Just really grab whatever you need for Shavasana. Yeah, and so as you make yourself comfortable, you know, we make ourselves comfortable because this yoga, our yoga or practice or whatever you want to call it, attention, we could just call it an attention practice. You know, most of us come to it regularly because it's somewhat of a sanctuary or this place that renews us. So there's a renewal to the connection to the earth as you feel how you meet the floor and the earth behind you. Which also creates this connection to your own being, your own autonomy. And this resting can help to bring a kind of freshness, a fresh feeling, maybe a more awake or alive feeling. There's a freshness in the breath. Fresh life coming in through the inhale. And this feeling of rest, maybe rest that's deeply needed. You know, it's like when you had a really good night's sleep and you wake up refreshed. This can be very restorative. And perhaps even motivating. So just take a little bit of time if you're ready to transition from Shavasana. Making your way up to a comfortable seat and bring the palms together. May you be free of inner and outer harm. May you be happy and peaceful. May you be healthy and strong, and may you care for yourself with joy. Take a breath in, exhale, namaste.
Are you enjoying this podcast? I've chosen to offer these audio recordings freely for over 15 years. I do this because research shows yoga, yoga nidra, and Feldenkrais to be valuable practices, those which I would like to share widely. Dana, the Buddhist practice of generosity, has always been a pillar of my business. And more generally, Dana is the inclination to give without expecting any form of repayment. It does, however, take a fair amount of time, effort, and cost to maintain and keep the podcasts available. If you feel you've benefited from what you've learned from these classes, then please do consider making a contribution towards the maintenance and upkeep of the classes. It will help ensure that I can continue to offer the podcast classes freely and keep generating new material. Give what you can, give what feels good. If it's too little, it won't feel good. If it's too much, it won't feel good. Links to support the show monetarily can be found in the show notes. And other ways to give include sharing the podcast with others, leaving a 5-star rating and review, or just sending me an email with how the classes have affected you. Thanks so much.